On Friday, before Sandy swept the shore, State Comptroller Thomas DiNapoli released a mid-year report showing revenues are lower than last year and $213 million off target.
We've raised the concern that we're falling short already of our estimates on tax revenue, so the budget is barely holding together as it is.
DiNapoli says Sandy has the potential to force some mid-year adjustments.
Certainly based on what kind of disruption we're seeing between the stock market, possible impacts on tourism, and obviously impact on small businesses, large businesses. No reason to think there's going to be anything but a net negative in terms of our revenue.
While there could be an increase in revenue as people rebuild, it will likely be weeks before taxpayers know how big the financial hit will be.
So many people, as long as the trains and subways are out, can't get to work. There's limited service starting to be restored. We think of certain of the big players on Wall Street. The markets are open, but, the stock exchange, the New York Exchange, has backup generators. Let's hope that they hold up and continue. We're heading to the prime season for tourism. As we approach the holidays, what will be the impact if people feel that they won't be able to access everything they'd like to access in New York City? Tourism is a big part of the city's economy, by extension, the state's economy.
Other variables, DiNapoli says, include the pace of the recovery and the amount of support and aid provided by the federal government. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.